Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. ESPN app is coming with some Sinatra. Listen to this.
Some Frankie.
Like I'm at a dark steakhouse somewhere in Manhattan.
Mickey Blue Eyes, baby.
ESPNU. ESPN2. Yeah, that's right. Key, they know you there when you walk in. They know what your order is going to be, the regular,
oh,
the whole
God.
Thing.
Oh,
go to the
right?
back room, baby.
Oh, the you best.
Know, yeah. Yeah, they know exactly what you need.
John, Tiffany, good to see
snowing
you.
Snowing outside.
John, Tiffany. So your seat's always there at the bar.
Oh,
they
perfect.
Don't let anybody sit in it, and they know you're coming promptly on time.
Drink is ready to go.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Oh. Oh, a little social media beef. We start out the show with a little social media beef.
So how did your Valentine's Day go?
It went. It came and went. How about you?
Did you talk about your love language?
I did. So I didn't do any love language, anything ridiculous. But I did certain nice things.
Though. Okay.
Oh, that's good, man.
How about you guys?
I told you guys. I wrote the letter. That was all I needed to do.
Letter.
The letter was enough.
I was chill, man.
Did you write anything?
Yeah. I love you.
Did you buy it?
From Keyshawn.
I love you from Keyshawn. Happy B-Day.
Yeah, anyway. I was going to make an NFT joke, but Jay gets a little sensitive when I make NFT jokes.
I don't get sensitive.
Jokes
I just
nowadays.
Think your jokes don't hit anymore.
You got
your
you,
jokes used to
you
hit.
Got out of the market in time. You should be happy. You got in and out. You
I'm
made some money.
Blockchain.
Be happy.
I'm still in the blockchain market.
Well, I didn't say anything about blockchain.
Oh.
I said NFTs.
Oh, look at you being specific.
Worthless
oh,
NFTs.
You're out of the NFT game already, Jay? You didn't even let it mature.
Stop using words you don't know what they mean and let them mature. What is this?
I don't know what it.
Like that. Did you put on more lip gloss?
The Eagles, A.J. Brown, went at Juju Smith-Schuster for a James Bradberry tweet.
Strays.
Listen.
Yeah, I love that.
First of all, it's a good tweet. It's a good tweet.
Oh, God.
Juju tweets at or about James Bradberry, I'll hold you when it matters most on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
But he just didn't tweet at him. He gave him it's like a little card.
Yeah.
And Bradberry's face is on it. It had little hearts, a red card, and it says to and from.
Man, it was funny.
Wait, did he add him? Go back to that first pick. Did he add him?
I didn't see an add him. Did he add him?
See, that's whack. See, this is like, if you're going to put somebody's picture on something, Juju, and put his name on it.
I don't know. Is that the actual tweet
yes,
right there?
That's the tweet. But Key, like if I'm gonna put Key's face on something, I'm adding you. I'm putting your handle on it. I'm not trying
well,
to. Be
I don't think in this case. I don't think in this case. I don't even think it really mattered because I'm sure James Bradberry probably what do you call it follows him or something.
Well,
like
I'm sure
that.
Somebody brought it to James' attention.
I mean, it's a good joke.
Yeah. No, it's so
rubbing,
funny.
Rubbing salt in the wound, but it's a good joke. So anyway. A.J. Brown came to the rescue.
I love pettiness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is so
this is
good.
Right down my
come
alleyway.
On, a couple days after the Super Bowl, they're doing this. Perfect. We have a whole show. A.J. Brown tweets, first off, congratulations. Y'all deserve it. This is lame. You was on the way out of the league before Mahomes resurrected your career on a one-year deal, TikTok boy.
Hey, Key, wait.
He admitted that
wait, before you read, we're going to break this down. Key, why are you trying to build him up at first, though? You know what I mean? It's like, well... Let me just say, you know, Max is a really good guy, but...
By the way, but like you know what? I don't like the this is lame part. That's
yeah,
lame.
First off, congratulations.
Leave the lame
y'all
out.
Deserve it. Why even say that?
You could say, first off, congratulations, y'all deserve it. Leave it at that. Then go right to the TikTok boy. Don't
yeah,
put in the this
he
is lame.
He probably could have left the this is lame
come
out,
on,
but what
man.
He's saying is...
that's
what
lame.
Well, what he's saying is what Juju's saying is lame, and the fact that he's had to address it even lamer.
Yeah, I just would have started right from the beginning calling him TikTok boy.
Yes.
Just aggressive.
TikTok.
Right from the beginning.
No, but I think the congratulations you deserve it is good because they're both saying.
Hey, first off, congratulations, TikTok boy. That's what I would have said.
He admitted that he grabbed you, but don't act like You like don't act like you're like that or ever was. But congratulations again.
He admitted that he grabbed you. Don't act like you're like that. Oh, don't act like you like that.
Like you're like that. Right, like you like that. Yeah.
Or ever was. But congratulations again.
Yeah, I like the whole – I like the Juju tweet, and I like the AJ response other than that little part, this is lame. So far, so good. Now Juju goes back at him. Glad you were finally able to get all that off your chest after all these years. Good game, bro.
Okay, right. So now I'm going to ask the question, and I don't know this off the top of my head because I didn't look at it. Did they come out the same year?
That's
did they come
question.
Out the same
Seems
year?
Seems like it's about, that's about right.
Is it did he have, because Juju was fire in college, and A.J. Brown was banged up from time to time. But does this go all the way back to college, like Jay, where like he been holding this up back anyway to the point where he was waiting to get at Juju, you know?
It sure as hell seemed like it, don't it? I mean, because my
– Look, well, man.
You always going to defend a teammate, but –
Like you are what you are.
Differently, exactly.
You are what you are as a player. Yeah. Has Juju had the best best career as a pro? No. No. Is his career better so far as a pro than A.J. Brown? No.
No.
No. Would you rather have A.J. Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster? Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. So
one's a real number one and the other is not.
But well, you don't have to be a real number one. Juju's in the NFL. And he's a football player
you
trying
said,
to contribute.
Is he better? You're saying, is he better? A.J. Brown's a better receiver.
A.J. Brown's better.
Yeah, he's better.
But I mean, there's no question about it.
So Juju's
a guy. He's
Juju
just a guy.
Juju came out in 17. Brown came out in 19.
Right.
Oh, okay.
No. Wait, Juju came out before A.J. Brown?
Right,
or
Shannon?
Vice versa?
Right, Shannon?
Shannon?
Yes.
Shannon got in. He did.
2017 for Juju, 2019 for Brown.
So I wonder what. I wonder why he felt the need to say.
I don't really care why.
You find no, I do because you know me. I want to get all the juice,
all the details.
Yes,
you think there's something more underneath?
No, there has to be
because he just said, Max. He said you finally were able to get that off your chest. Like he's been holding something for a long time. Like I want to know what that holding is.
Why hit him with two congratulations though? First off, congratulations, but congratulations again.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'll tell you something else. If I'm Juju Smith-Schuster,
well, I'm not really breaking down the whole.
I know, but I'm saying I'm going to get in the trenches with you, man.
Leave,
we're in the trenches now.
Leave that part out.
I'm not responding to anything A.J. Brown has to say if I'm Juju other than Super Bowl. That's the only thing you're going to get out of me from this
he
point
said,
on.
Nah, good game,
but he called you TikTok boy.
TikTok boy.
Come on, man. So, in other words, the only thing that you're good for is TikToking.
Yeah.
And then Andy Reid, when he first joined Kansas City, I don't know if it was mini camp or training camp, but whatever. Andy Reid told him he was moving too slow. He's faster on TikTok.
He said he looked faster on TikTok. Hey, man, these coaches out here, man, they be funny now.
I'm like, so funny. When you look at that, it's like he throw a shade at him too. So he's essentially signing off on what A.J. Brown is saying. That's the only reason why it becomes a juicy, gossipy kind of, you know, in the weeds that y'all have drawn me in now.
I know he put the emoji of the ring and everything. I'm not saying if I'm Juju and we had that first little exchange. Every time he tweets anything, the only thing I'm tweeting back is Super Bowl. That's it. Because that's what's driving AJ Brown crazy right now.
No, you don't even need to do it. You just tweet back the ring. That's all. You don't even say
just
that. Everybody knows what that means.
Right. Just a single emoji to do it. That's what's eating AJ Brown up right now is the Super Bowl. That's it.
It's just so funny though how it, like the perception though it feels as if like Juju Smith-Schuster is like the victim. Like, he got attacked because he got called TikTok boy when he instigated the whole thing.
Oh, I don't think he got attacked at all.
Oh, I mean, not like attacked. No. But, like, whenever somebody calls you TikTok boy.
What they're really saying
is
you're known more for social media
than you actually are for making plays on the field.
Yeah.
No, I get that. That's why I said A.J. Brown is a legit dude where Juju hasn't had the same type of career so far. So far. Than A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown's obviously a Pro Bowl guy and the whole deal and all-pro type player.
Yeah.
And,
my point is I didn't want Juju to be kind of painted as the victim here when he's the one that instigated the whole thing to begin with.
Can I ask the question that we really want to know?
I know. But who won? Not you, but you know.
Who won? The Twitter beef. Who won?
Well, the dude with the ring won to me because then you can say it.
That's
nothing.
There's really nothing you can say.
He instigated it?
And then he brought himself into it. Yeah.
But
it
doesn't matter because he got the ring.
But
you can call me TikTok boy all day long. You can say, I'm this, I'm that, I'm a butt. Yeah. I got a ring, man.
Watch me on TikTok with my Super Bowl ring.
I would say refer
ring,
to me as Super Bowl TikTok boy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how you could refer to me.
So in the end, Juju won because he was a – even though
but,
statistically numbers, all that sort of stuff, he did not account for the same fashion as A.J. Brown, but he certainly contributed – to the success of his team. But he wasn't just a guy getting a ring.
But my thing is, if you're AJ, I'm all about you coming to defense of your teammate, though. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, somebody say something smart about you, Matt. Oh, okay, you got something to say about me now.
Can I tell you what I don't like about what Juju did, even though he got off, no question?
It is kind of whack, though.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because Bradberry got a ticky-tack call called against him that effectively ended the game. It was a ticky-tack call. It did not affect the play. And then afterwards, he copped to it. He said it was holding. He took the high road. But, and after all that, you put his face on a Valentine's card saying, hold you when you need it the most.
But I'm sure, though, throughout the course of the game, them DBs was probably talking junk to Juju. And I'm sure they was telling him, oh, you ain't going to outrun nobody. I mean, they was probably talking trash. And so I'm sure that's what it was.
But see, maybe this is just social media etiquette, right? Because I people say this all the time.
Social media
etiquette. Oh, yeah, I'm going to put you on the game, right? Whenever you talk about somebody's picture, I mean, obviously you're talking about them. But when you don't put their handle on it, it's almost like you're trying to be passive aggressive. Like if you're going to say something, social media etiquette, just tag somebody on it.
Yeah.
Put his name on it. You're already putting his face on it. Put his name on it.
But it's almost like this is bigger than Bradberry. You know, now he's being used as a prop in Juju's. You know, Juju's like making a joke for everybody, and Bradberry's just a prop
It's so interesting. I got a text yesterday when this all went down from somebody else that played in the league, and they go, see you on Memorial Day at South Beach, man. That's all. I'll see you at Memorial Day at South Beach. I'll just, because, you know how that was, Jay. Everybody would go down to South Beach Memorial Day weekend and be – and so the dude that used to play texts me, and he goes, oh, I just see you at South Beach, man. It's all good. We're going to deal with it that way. I was like, okay, you're probably right.
Patrick Mahomes put the ball where it was supposed to be. Juju wasn't going to get there, and it didn't affect the play, right? Like he got bailed out by Bradberry rubbing it in. The 2023 head coaching cycle is now complete. Look, we're going to address the elephant in the room when it comes to Eric Bieniemy, the Chiefs offensive coordinator. That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
We're going to throw to score points and run to win.
High integrity, high character, brilliant football mind, and philosophically we see the game the same way.
Just felt that Shane had a lot of that offensive magic, which is hard to find in this league.
I know we got some pieces in place to get that done. We should be ready to roll.
He had to show that he had a presence, and boy, did he come through.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. By the way, you want to weigh in on A.J. Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster going at it on social media? Who won? Who was right? Who was wrong? 888-SAY-ESPN 729-3776.
Who won?
I want to know who won the beef.
I think AJ won.
Who looks better? Who looks worse?
I think Juju won, man.
Key, whenever somebody call you TikTok boy, that's telling you, yo, come on, man, you're doing it for social. You're more focused on your TikTok than you are actually this game on the field.
There's a lot there. We can circle back to that. But
yeah.
Look, the 2023 head coaching cycle is now complete because the Arizona Cardinals hired Philadelphia Eagles defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon as their new head coach. Indianapolis Colts officially hire Shane Steichen. Both of them, both coordinators for the Eagles, gone. Both head coaches now. Did not take long. They showed up in the Super Bowl one time. They both got hired. Next day. Literally the next day they both got hired. They showed up in the Super Bowl, lost. Next day they both got hired. Next day. So here are the new head coaches. Broncos got Sean Payton. Cardinals, Jonathan Gannon. Colts, Shane Steichen. Panthers, Frank Reich. And the Texans get DeMeco Ryans. What you say is the worst job there? I'm trying to think.
Depends on if the worst job there, Arizona.
As the worst job. Interesting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think most people would say that. But okay.
Arizona.
Ryan Clark, I want to get back to that, Key. Ryan Clark tweeted, our colleague, Ryan Clark, sounds good. Be a losing coordinator in the Super Bowl and be a head coach in 2 days. Congrats, Gannon and Steichen. Go to 5 AFC chips, 3 Super Bowls, win 2 rings, and hope for a lateral move to prove yourself all over again. Get expletive on again, Bienemy. Listen to Ryan Clark talking about black coaches getting passed up for head coaching jobs.
I don't want to be the guy that always has to bring up that black coaches are continually overlooked. I'm the guy that wants to bring up what are these other coaches doing that the African-American and minority coaches aren't doing that's allowing them to get jobs. Because it can no longer be about winning championships because neither Shane Steichen nor Jonathan Gannon did that. But here we are 2 days after the game that they lost, by the way, and they now have head coaching jobs. All I'm asking is make it make sense.
Okay, so let's stop. Whenever we bring up Bienemy, you know, people talk about, oh, it's a shame he's not getting a job. Wait, does he not interview well? But let's get right to the race issue, okay? Because that's the elephant in the room when it's not brought up explicitly. How much does race factor into Bienemy not landing a head coaching job?
Key, I'm giving my 2 cents. I think we will be the first show. I'm speaking on my behalf that I would call something out if I saw it. And I think there is a problem, obviously, with African-American head coaches in the NFL. That is a problem. But to me, this doesn't feel like a racial thing with Eric Bieniemy, Key. It feels like there's something else or there's something more. Because the resume itself is off the charts. That resume is off the charts. So when you keep hearing his name involved in conversations year after year after year, you start having conversations about, like, well, what's actually going on internally? Like, does he need to do it away from Andy Reid? It doesn't feel like a race thing to me. I'll be the first to call something out when I see it, but this to me feels like there's something deeper and more with Eric Bieniemy that goes beyond race, that goes more towards his character that people are questioning. That to me seems to be the awkwardness with this. Am I off or am I?
Key, what
do you
think?
Tell me if I'm off.
No, you're having a conversation. You're not off. It is a very difficult situation to understand when I know Eric personally, so I kind of know him. If you asked me this 2 years ago, if race played a part, I probably would have said yeah. Probably would have said yeah. They tripping. These people are tripping. But they have hired not the entire 32 teams because it hasn't been openings, but there have been a handful of teams here and there that have hired a black head coach. Certain organizations. And then there are certain organizations that ain't going to never hire one. Let's just call it what it is. And he may have interviewed with those organizations in the past that just they're not going to hire one.
So that would be race in those cases.
Well, they're just not going to hire one.
Right,
But the whole thing, Max, as a whole, I can't say that the hiring cycle has major racial components to it because every single team does not have an opening. So I don't know, for instance, I'm just throwing out a team. The backyard sliders, they may have an opening, and they may interview a lot of different minority candidates over time, but they've never ever hired a black head coach. So my antennas would certainly go up to that organization. I can't feel that way about the Indianapolis Colts because they had two African-American coaches in the past in the great Hall of Famer Tony Dungy and Coach Caldwell, Jim Caldwell. So I can't I can't scream that about Houston either.
I'd like to address that real quick. I have another point I want to make, but real quick. If black people are at the point where you just have to accept, well, look, that team's just not going to hire a black head coach. It's the way they are. So therefore, I kind of take that out of the racial conversation. That is ridiculous. That is the racial conversation.
I take it out of the conversation.
You don't just accept that?
I take it out of the conversation. I'm never going to accept it.
Right.
I'm black, Max, so I ain't going to never accept it. I am a black man, but I also
you're
understand
accepting that reality.
But I understand the reality of who the hell they are.
Right.
They're not going to do
it. So therefore, that is racial.
I don't even waste my time on stuff like that.
Here's the
as
other.
Far as Bienemy goes, though, Jay, I don't know and I don't understand why he can't get hired because it can't be about interviewing bad. There's no bad interviews. Okay, what's a bad interview? You want me to get up there and fake it? Or you want me to be myself and authentic like I've been as an offensive coordinator? Matt Nagy got hired as a head coach under Andy Reid. And so did Doug Peterson under Andy Reid. And neither one at all whatsoever called plays at the level that Eric Bieniemy did. Eric Bieniemy shared play calling duties with Andy Reid at times. Andy Reid called plays. Eric Bieniemy called plays. Eric Bieniemy installed. Andy Reid installed. So they shared responsibilities. Whatever it is that's out there about EB, we don't know. But we can't keep running to the black thing. Can't keep doing that.
I hear
at some point, they going to keep hiring black coaches, just not at an alarming rate like they hire white coaches. And we want to see more blacks hired. It ain't just about Eric Bieniemy, period.
All right. There's much more to say about this. That's coming up. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
We're going to throw to score points and run to win.
High integrity, high character, brilliant football mind, and philosophically, we see the game the same way.
Just felt that Shane had a lot of that offensive magic, which is hard to find in this league.
I know we got some pieces in place to get that done. We should be ready to roll.
He had to show that he had a presence, and boy, did he come through.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, were presented by Progressive Insurance. How much does race factor into Eric Bieniemy not landing a head coaching job? Like, let's address the elephant in the room. Jay and Key, you weighed in last segment. I have something to say about it, and I'm sure the discussion isn't over.
It's not going to be over for a while.
Yeah, right. So both coordinators for the Eagles who lost got jobs literally the next day. Within 48 hours, they both had head coaching jobs. Eric Bieniemy has won 2 Super Bowls now, been to 3, 5 AFC championship games. He's the offensive coordinator. Well, the offensive coordinator is the one that's getting hired now. He's the offensive coordinator. And nothing. Key brings up that, look, some teams just have never hired a black head coach. And others have hired a black head coach, but he isn't the one who was hired, right? So it does feel like there is something more. Like, is he a bad interview? Is there something in his... What is it about Bieniemy? Do they not really believe it's really an Andy Reid situation, not a Bieniemy? What is it about Bieniemy? And hold on, Key, let me make this point. I think that it may be something else. And when you see what's going on with Bieniemy, you go, man, maybe there's something more there. But I think the test in these cases is always you have to imagine he's white. You know, you could even see sometimes there's footage of, you know, a police interaction with someone, and it's police brutality, really, is what's going on. And it's a black cop. And people say, oh, it's a black cop. Yeah, but the question is, would the cop, whether they're black or white, treat the civilian as though they are white, right? Like, what? But still, it's a black person that's happening to. If they were white, whether or not it's a black cop, would they be treated the same way? So I think of the movie A Time to Kill. Remember A Time to Kill with Sam Jackson? Where he's he hires Matthew McConaughey because Matthew McConaughey's white and he can get into the heads of the jury. He has to hit him in the heart. You're not going to win on the facts because he, you know, avenged the death of his daughter by killing the guy who did it and everything. And so McConaughey has the jury close their eyes and takes them through the whole gruesome crime. And you're like, yeah, but they've already gone over the facts of the case. It's still not an excuse. He can't kill the guy by law. But at the end, McConaughey says, now I want you to imagine that the victim, the girl, is white. And the jury all look shocked when they open their eyes. And, of course, they let him off. You have to imagine in this case that Bieniemy is white. Not just is there more to it. Do you think a white offensive coordinator, who's not an old man, for a coach for a team like this, whose offense is this good, whose head coach constantly gives him credit for the offense, would not land a head coaching job? And if the answer is yes, then I think in your own mind you can say, okay, this is not about race. But if the answer is no, then I don't think you can separate it. That's my view.
In your view, there's nothing wrong with your view, Max. It's two guys, and Matt Nagy and Doug Peterson, who was not calling plays for the Kansas City Chiefs in winning Super Bowls, that got head coaching jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is not anything new in the National Football League when it comes to black head coach, a black coordinator, so to speak, with titles. And you may not remember it, and I know Jay certainly don't because it was a while ago and Jay was busy playing basketball at Duke. But Sherman Lewis and Ray Rhodes was under Mike Holmgren. But Mike Holmgren was calling the offense, and Sherm had the responsibilities of the install, and he had the and he had the title as offensive coordinator. He never ever got a head coaching job. Ray Rhodes actually called the defense and wind up getting head coaching jobs, both in Philadelphia and then back in Green Bay. And the reason that I bring that up is because one did and one didn't. And in this instance, some would argue that Eric Bieniemy does not call the plays. He doesn't call him 100% of the time, and Andy Reid has said that. But when you have the telecast and the broadcasters on TV constantly referring to what a great play call by Andy Reid, not even knowing if it was Eric Bieniemy actually making that play call at that particular time and panning the cameras of the direction of the director to Andy Reid when they scored a touchdown, opposed to giving Eric Bieniemy the credit, it waters down who Eric Bieniemy is in the eyes of these owners and these general managers, because they are human and they listen to all this stuff too. Now, when we start talking about racial components, Jay, again, there have been black head coaches hired by the organizations that Eric interviewed for. So I think it's more of he's black, he's not calling plays, and there's something else that we don't know about, because there's no way that he can continue to have this success under Andy Reid and not get a damn job. It just doesn't make any sense. Zero sense.
Yeah, so I'm with the key. It doesn't make any sense to me. So, Max, I think your point is interesting. I think there's always that challenge of the racial component. There's always that challenge, frankly. And so it's hard not to factor that in. I think that's a part of it, maybe. But it also – so I pose a couple of things back to you guys. Number one is you're probably coaching one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever live. I saw another black OC coach one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever live and had a job in Jacksonville, and Byron Leftwich, but didn't get the right autonomy he wanted, turned it down, right, to a degree. So it's like you're like, all right, well, he got an opportunity, and but it didn't fit how he wanted to do it, so he turned it down. So I'm like, well, that's D'Amico Ryan. Other guys have been getting jobs here and there. Like, why? There's something that feels different. Or could it be, frankly, if you're Eric Bieniemy and you're looking at these jobs like Houston, Key, and what's the first thing we always say when we hear guys like David McCulley? Well, these jobs come up, but you kind of have to take it. You have to take it. Or if you're Eric Bieniemy, do you have to take one of those jobs? If you're seeing Andy Reid potentially retire in a couple of years?
Yeah, you got to take one, Jay.
Do you? Or if you're like, maybe I just want to sit here. Maybe I want the job.
If they're offering.
At some point.
Maybe I could have one of these jobs, but this job doesn't set me up for success the way this job
maybe. But they're not offering him the job to turn it down. They're not offering it to him.
No, I
at all. So he ain't even getting offered the job to be able to say, you know what, I'm pulling my name out of the hat. This isn't Dan Quinn, which says, you know what, I'm taking my name out of the hat before they even finish. You know, this isn't one of those situations. He's not even getting the opportunity to turn it down. That is the frustrating part. So when you say, well, maybe he sits tight and he waits on Andy Reid, that's not the case, because Andy Reid says, hey, if Eric goes and gets another opportunity where he can call it full time to show these people that he is the guy that's calling it all the time, then that's a different situation. But yeah, that's not the case.
I just don't even understand I would be infuriated if I had to make a lateral move to prove to people that I actually have the ability to do this I'm doing it every day with one of the greatest quarterbacks who ever lived, who also says that I'm one of the best to do it.
But here's what I would say to that. You don't have to be a coordinator to get a damn job, okay? We're going to have a great man on our show.
We got Joe Judge. Joe Judge got a job.
Exactly. We're going to have a great man on our show in a little bit in Herm Edwards who got two jobs. Two. As head coaches in the NFL.
What?
And then another college job. It never was a coordinator.
What?
Because he's a leader of men.
What are the not stereotypes, but how do people categorize basically offensive coordinators versus defensive coordinators? If you had to use one word for defensive coordinators, usually it's tough, right? It's motivator. It's this. It's not that they're not smart. It's that that's what you feel about defense, a lot of people. Offensive coordinators are always the boy wonder, the genius. You usually don't hear that about D coordinators. That's the stereotype. And that's why I say, what if Bieniemy were white? Because if he were white,
he'd be a genius.
They're right. There may be a less of a hesitancy to think of him as this
as a brilliant
mind, oh, right? God. And so I wonder how much race plays into that stereotype. It can't be Bieniemy, because then that would make him brilliant, and we're not willing to just assume that about him because he's black in a way that might be even unconscious. Or worse.
Well, that's the
in
case,
fact,
Max.
Wait, Key. The worst situation is if he really isn't brilliant and it really is Andy Reid, that plays into the stereotype, and no one would want to talk about that, right?
Yeah, but if that's the case, because he's black, they don't want to consider him brilliant or boy wonder, then they need to go look in the mirror, man, because it's sad.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet?
You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Matt Nagy got hired as a head coach under Andy Reid, and so did Doug Peterson under Andy Reid, and neither one called plays at the level that Eric Bieniemy did. I don't know and I don't understand why he can't get hired.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. How much does race factor into Eric Bieniemy not landing a head coaching job? Because
at least showing him calling plays.
Both Eagles coordinators within 48 hours had head coaching jobs. That's the losing team. Bieniemy just won his second Super Bowl. For a team known, has there ever been a team, probably no team since, that's a Super Bowl champion, since the greatest show on turf is more known for their offense being the reason that they win, right? In that, and they weren't exactly a dynasty, but they were a dominant team. They were a spectacular team for a number of years.
Real quick, Eric Bieniemy, legit smart, easily could be a head coach on his own. I just want to hear you say it because you know the man personally.
I think he could be. I don't see why not. I mean,
all right,
Jay, some of these dudes that get hired as head coaches.
I know. I mean, that's why Max's exercise I thought was pretty on point.
And I'm going to say it loud, dumb as a box of rocks.
Yeah.
Okay? And you want to know, how the hell did they hire him? You think about it. Max, you talked to me about interviewing right? Mm-hmm. How many coaches get fired within the first 2 years and that had great interviews?
Right. But they got
like,
fired.
Come on.
And get hired.
Exactly. Come on.
So Jay, the thought experiment you're talking about for me is the litmus test is always imagine he was white. Forget about everything else. Like if you see but it was a black cop who beat up that black. Yeah, but forget about the race of the cop. What about the victim? Imagine the victim was white or black. Would the cop feel like free to do that? Right?
And also like, you know, the thought experiment, Max, which is a good one to do, is like, well, there were other things, you know, and it wasn't just his acumen, right? There were other things that will probably hinder this guy. Like we've seen other coaches have other things attached to their history, and they've still gotten head coaching jobs.
John in Texas, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, with you all's crack staff, why don't you ask Eric Bieniemy why he hasn't been hired? I mean, if I'm the offensive coordinator for world champion Kansas City Chiefs, I'd much rather have that job than go to some lame duck team and not last 2 or 3 years. At least he has an opportunity to be the coach in waiting with Kansas City. Thank you,
John. That's what I said before. I asked the question about it. You know, like, well, there's other jobs out here. They're bottom of the barrel jobs, and you've seen other black coaches take bottom of the barrel jobs.
But I
hear you. I hear what the point is. I'm just offering the thought of, well, do I want to really take that job or even have the opportunity, even if I don't get it?
I'm not going to relegate Bieniemy or any other coach, white or black, to only the coaching jobs that have been given to white coaches so far. Right? That is not right. There have been many coaches hired in the last several years while Bieniemy's been the OC who have gone on to success in different franchises. Some of them good jobs, some of them bad jobs, whatever. Yeah. That's the standard I think you have to apply
for Bieniemy. But you also, Jay, at some point, though, when you've been the offensive coordinator for 5 years, at some point you want to run your own program.
I agree.
That's just the reality of it.
Yeah,
most
you want to. You really want to. He could stay in Kansas City all day long, I'm sure. But staying in Kansas City, there's a couple components to this. There's financial reward. If you leave and go become a head coach, instead of making $2 million a year, you're at whatever, $6 million a year as a head coach.
You can stop right there. There it is. Go no further. 2 to 6. That's all you got to know.
Jay, I mean,
Robin,
but no, you're not wrong. I'm just saying that's one aspect of it.
Yeah, it's a big
deal. Then I get to run my own program. Like, you just get to run your
own program.
Give me the six.
Someone else can run the program. Robin Tampa, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Good morning, gents. I love your show. Max is absolutely right. Today we're talking about football, but we can draw parallels to corporate America, right? I've been in this financial services for 20 years, and I've seen for me where I have to sustain performance for 10 years to get that next opportunity where someone in the majority may come along in 2 or 3 years and get elevated where they say, well, for you, you need more experience, but they didn't need the experience. And we see this in all areas and facets of life.
Yeah.
Well, that is correct. It happens with the job that we're working in now.
Yes. I mean, it happens a lot in corporate America. I mean, it happens a lot throughout the world. But, like, we do have to also ask the question, that plays a factor into it. But, like, what else? Is there anything else? Like, that's a legitimate question.
Well,
I don't know what that could be. What could be so egregious that Andy Reid is just like, he turns his back the other way and he has somebody on his staff did whatever's out there that's so wrong, has him on the staff.
So can you definitively say, Key, there's nothing else?
I can't. I don't know.
That's what I don't know either.
I can definitively say he ain't got no bodies in the basement.
Yeah.
And
I can say that.
Antoine in Michigan. You're right, but that's what it would take to keep him out of. That's the
that,
point.
That's
you have
my
to
whole point.
Body.
Like, come on, man.
He's not getting a job. Antoine in Michigan. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Hey, look, just calm down, guys. I love you guys, but calm down. Look, Eric's steps is ordered. I got faith, and his steps is ordered by God. And so, you know, he's under Andy Reid. He getting seasoned just right. He's going to take over that job. I know for a fact.
All right.
His steps is ordered. So, you know, it's like, don't even worry about it because his steps is ordered already.
I don't buy into that way of thinking at all. Because you can use it to justify all kinds of nonsense.
The problem that we have, Tone, right now in this situation is he's a free agent. He's talking to other teams. He's not even communicating with Kansas City right this second. He's thinking about Washington. He's thinking about making lateral moves because he wants to be a head coach.
That's not even a lateral move to Washington.
No, that's
but think about that. Like, in order to prove that I can coach,
but
let me go to a team that doesn't even really have a quarterback right now.
Jay, it doesn't change. I just lost my train of thought. It doesn't change the way that black coaches are viewed. They are viewed as always taking the worst jobs. Period. It's never gonna be. He stepped down. He walks right into a puzzling, a great situation. It just doesn't work like that, right? Now, all of a sudden, it's even harder. Like you just said, Jay, I'm going to the Washington Commanders. So if I get that offense in the top 10, maybe I'll get a job.
Yeah.
With what
because
quarterback?
Now I have to prove
Jay,
myself.
I once simulated a season on Madden and won. I got a head coaching job offer.
You're going from Patrick Holmes to not even know who your quarterback's going to be?
If you're,
to prove yourself?
You guys, if you're a team.
Damn. What kind of blank is
man,
that?
Man, I just work here, man. What do you want me to do?
We got to get into Aaron Rodgers coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.